happy to have you listening today, no matter where you are and how you are doing it. You picked a good time to be tuned in. We're going to introduce you to a student from Pittsburgh Kappa. Let's do that right now without any further delay. What's your name?
Izzy Novak.
Hi, Izzy. And how old are you?
I am 13, turning 14 in like a few weeks.
All right. In September?
Yes.
What day?
September 22nd.
Happy early 14th birthday.
Thank you.
What grade did you just start?
I started and I am a freshman.
Okay. And is this your first year at Kappa or were you there for middle school?
This is my first year.
How has it been so far?
It was very stressful for like the first week or two, but eventually you'll get used to it.
I would imagine. I mean, high school is stressful enough to start, but Kappa is a whole different world. What is your major there?
I sing there.
That's terrific. And congratulations on getting in.
Thank you.
You had to audition. And what was that like?
The audition was very stressful and very nerve-wracking, especially since I did audition for dance as well. So that was like harder to do than vocal.
I can imagine. Now, are they both live in front of a panel, or how do you do it?
What you do, for dance, you would just go do your dance in front of them, but you also had to have like your music with you. So you would do it in front of like two or three people. And then for vocal, you had to take a test on like music theory, which wasn't really a grade at all. It just like was a placement test. And then you would go sing for the people.
Wow. And you did it. That's an incredible accomplishment. It says here you live in Mount Oliver.
I do.
And do you want to acknowledge any family members or friends or say hello to anybody who is either listening now or might listen later when this is a podcast?
I would like to thank my mom for supporting me and always telling me to accomplish my dreams. And she was like the real reason that I wanted to go to Kappa.
Oh, that's terrific. And what are your dreams right now? What do you think you'd like to do once you're out of Kappa?
When I'm out of Kappa, I either want to continue doing vocal things or like things like acting and dancing or like become an engineer like Elaine, my big sister.
Excellent. Well, let's meet her. Elaine, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here with us. And tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I am a PhD candidate at Carnegie Mellon doing biomedical engineering.
And when did you come to Carnegie Mellon?
I first came to Pittsburgh for CMU in 2013. So I did my master's here. And then I came back for a PhD also.
Wow. And where did you come from?
I'm originally from Sacramento, California.
And you came all the way here for the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I can't imagine a grad student's... I know a little bit about what a grad student's life is like, and I know what an engineering student's life is like. Yet you have found time to be a big sister. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I think so. My first year in Pittsburgh, I thought I was just going to be one and done. And then when I came back, I decided that I really wanted to find a home in the community. And so for me, I really wanted to get involved with a youth group. So between the different types of organizations that were out there, I ended up choosing Big Brother, Big Sister because I thought that it would just be a better type of fit for what I wanted to do. And it's been great.
So how long have the two of you been together?
Like 3.5 years.
Wow. That explains, you kind of look like sisters. You know, it's kind of similar posture, smiles. What was it like meeting each other, like checking each other out for the first time?
It was not what I expected.
I'll bet.
But eventually we got to know each other and now we're like best friends.
What's kind of neat, you're about to turn 14, so I guess you were 10 maybe when you met. So you've changed a bit in those 3 years. You have too terms of where you are in life. Has your relationship helped you navigate some of those changes?
I feel like it has.
I mean, it's nice to have somebody to compare notes with over time. What do you guys like to do together?
We like to go to museums together. And like one of the first times we hung out, I took her to an ice cream place by my house. And now a lot of times we go there together.
I want to be your big brother. That's a great, that would be my choice. What do you like about museums?
There's always like different things you can see there. And it all depends on like the museum like you go to. But I always just like going to museums and looking at everyone's like different inspiration for things.
Is there a one you especially like in Pittsburgh?
The most recent one we went to together was the Mattress Factory, and that's like my favorite museum now.
It's an incredible place. And have you been to the Warhol Museum?
I'm pretty sure I have with school.
Yeah, that would be a fun thing to do as well. Have you guys ever done something together that you just couldn't stop laughing or that just got you the sillies, other than being here right now? I saw you smile right away when I said that. Did something come to mind?
Usually, like, really anytime we hang out, we're always driving somewhere and we just talk a lot and we always end up like laughing at everything.
That's good for that to happen. It's a great thing to do. So I've got a question for your big sister. I'm curious. How do you think your life would be different without Izzy?
I think that... Well, that's very deep.
I know that's kind of an odd question, but I think it's good to reflect on, and people who are listening who might be considering becoming a big would probably be curious.
For me, coming from California to Pittsburgh, it was a culture shock. And I think that, if anything, being involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters and getting to spend time with Izzy has really helped to open my eyes to different parts of, if anything, the U.S. So coming from a bubble in California and coming to Pittsburgh, it's been so different. And it's been great. Izzy's been great, her family's been great, the organization's been great, and it's really helped me to find a community here. So for me, I think this was one of the big things that helped me feel at home here.
Very interesting, because you came, I'm guessing, without a whole bunch of knowledge about Pittsburgh, and you've got somebody here while she's, you know, much younger than you are, has all the wisdom in the world as far as getting to know what the city is like. How about for you? What difference has Elaine made in your life?
Elaine has helped me like open my eyes to like other places in the world. Now I kind of like, before I've always like wanted to stay in Pittsburgh, but like travel like around the area. But now ever since I met her, I'm like, oh, maybe I should go to California sometime soon when I'm older and see what it's like there.
And you know, I was only to California for my very first time last year. It took me that long to go there, and it was a lot of fun. So that's interesting. You're helping Elaine feel more comfortable in Pittsburgh, and she's helping to open up ideas to travel and going to different places for you. Would you recommend having a big to other people who are looking for this kind of relationship?
I definitely would, because even though we don't get to hang out much because of work for her and school, it's always a great time to hang out with someone like her.
How do you keep in touch otherwise if you can't physically be together?
We text a lot.
That's great. Well, Kappa is going to have rigorous, in addition to being so good in the arts, a lot of people don't realize, I know that you do, Izzy, but a lot of people don't realize how demanding Kappa is in academic subjects. So you've got somebody to help you with, are you taking algebra this year?
Or I am taking algebra.
So you've got Elaine that can be a TA for you and help. I don't know if she's, I'm sure she's willing to do it. I don't know if you've had to do that just yet. It's so good to have both of you here. Now, what's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters? We have Kristen here. Anything?
Well, we have a great big fundraiser, Illumination, coming up in October. Tickets are available on our website. And with schools back in session, we are, you know, starting up our school-based mentoring programs. And we have a high school mentoring program at Brashear. So all of those are just getting up and running with the new school year starting.
Yeah, that's a neat program. It's called Mentoring 2.0, mm-hmm. and it gives you a chance almost to be an e-mentor, right? Do you want to explain how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. So Mentor 2.0 is only at Brashear High School. It's 100 students in each grade. For the students that are in the program, it's an actual class. So they get a grade, they have to do it, the work for it, and it involves once a week email exchange between the big brother and the little brother or big sister, little sister, whatever it may be. And those email exchanges are like sort of educational, you know, talking about, it could be about goals. I'm sure the seniors are working on like financial aid and after school planning, after high school planning. So it's kind of a guided email situation. And then all of the mentors meet with their littles one weeknight for dinner. So they get to actually have an in-person meeting once a month and then the weekly email exchange. So,
and are those done? Those are as a pair, not as a big group when you meet for dinner, right?
Well, no, it's the entire. So it would be whole freshman. It's not all four grades, but so like all the freshmen's meet like on two. You know, it might could be a Tuesday, and then the sophomore class on a Wednesday, and whatever. So you meet as a whole group, but you interact. You know, just you interact with everybody, but the main part is for you to have one-on-one time with your...
Oh, that's very cool. So you would have as many as 200 people getting together.
Absolutely.
If everybody shows up. So if you've got a friend, you're a ninth grader, Brashear, and your best friend is also participating in the program, you get to meet each other's big baby as part of that
absolutely.
Night. So that's called Mentor 2.0. What an interesting approach that is. Izzy, I wanted to ask you something else. Musically, did you start singing and loving music and dance when you were a little girl, or how did you develop that interest?
When I was about 3 is when I started dancing, but that was because of my older cousin and my aunt, because they were dancers. My cousin actually used to go to Kappa. She graduated for dance, but now I'm a dancer at a dancing school, and I've always been singing since I was little
in the car
with my mom.
What's your dancing school?
Technique by Tony.
Excellent. And in terms of singing and music, is there a style that you like to sing, or have you written your own songs?
I have not written any music myself, but my one teacher at Kappa, she does write music, so I might ask her to help me write some if I ever want to pursue a singing career. And I have no preference in style of music that I like to sing. You just put music in front of me, and if I like the way the lyrics are, I will try to sing it.
I like you. That's, I think, a great way to go. Well, you mentioned you like museums, and the Children's Museum is probably getting a little young for you, although I'm going to give you a pass anyway, and you can... There's actually a lot of art here in the museum to take a look at, a lot of fine art. There's the make shop area that has a maker space that I suspect you'll like. And lots of adults, myself included, just enjoy going through and having fun. And you can use that anytime. And I also have some official radio broadcasting swag patches. And let me see... Got to get it into my drawer. Ah, there they are. You'd think I would get these all lined up ahead of time, but... These official Youth Express buttons that relate to our Youth Express 24/7 youth radio station. One reason I asked about singing and performing, if you ever want to share anything... here too, but also on Youth Express, you can do that. I wanted to be sure we mentioned the way to get a hold of Big Brothers Big Sisters if you want to get involved with the fundraiser or the Mentor 2.0 or to be a big or a little.
Yeah, so you can go online and fill out an application online, www.bbbspgh.org, and our phone number, if you want to just call in, is 412 563-6100.
And is there anything else that the two of you would like to say, Elaine or Izzy? I just want to turn it over to you two.
Really, just thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure. I mean, it was terrific. And good luck at Kappa. I hope you'll
thank
come
you.
Down here sometime again. You're welcome anytime.
Thanks. Probably will.
Excellent. Look for more at Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, bbbspgh.org.